Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us on the line today we have Doug Wolverton, former resident of the Appleton area and graduate of Lackbarrel Valley High School. We like to get on and talk to Doug once in a while because he's an interesting guy. He's been doing a lot since he graduated and took off from Lackbarrel Valley High School. And Doug, welcome back onto the airwaves here again.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be coming back. Thanks for having me on the air.
You bet. Always fun to talk to you and see what you've been doing. Now, you have had quite a history playing with a lot of different groups since you left Lackbarrel Valley, and more recently, I believe you're playing with Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, I'm playing this weekend. We got shows all weekend, and then I'm flying over to the Appleton, Montevideo, Appleton area. And, yeah, so Kenny Wayne Shepherd, loving it very much.
Yeah, and you're still doing something with Beginnings there, the Chicago tribute band?
Yeah, so when I'm not touring with Kenny, I'll do, the Beginnings Chicago tribute band when I can, when I'm not touring. So it's those are my two main groups currently right now that I'm touring with. So, yeah, it's pretty fun stuff.
Yeah, never a dull moment, that's for sure. But like you said, you're coming over to Appleton now for their Music in the Park on Tuesday night. And that'll be, what's the date on that? That's, get it right
30th.
Here. 30th of July. And it's 7 o'clock at, on the grandstand, the bandstand in the park there. Bring a lawn chair and come on over and tell us what people could expect to hear.
We're going to be doing a bunch of really great big band music, like Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, all the classic staples from the big band era. And it's going to be really great. And I think my dad and I, and potentially some other members of the band, we're going to do like more of a small group jazz combo vibe sometime during the concert, and looking forward to that as well. And I can't wait to be back, home again and playing some really great music. Part of being a musician, we have to get used to, putting on all the different hats in regards to the styles of music. So, tonight I'll be doing the blues rock stuff with Kenny Wayne, and then coming over and playing the classic big band music. So really excited. It'll be great to see everybody and be back.
And you're playing with Bob's Big Band. Of course, Bob Sorcelil is not with us any longer, but his legacy lives on and his band lives on. Now tell us a little bit about your history with Bob.
So Bob and I had the pleasure of playing together. I was in high school, and there was the jazz, band that I think my dad kind of helped, somehow create back in the early days of when we were living back in the Appleton area. And being a big band, you have like four trumpets, and Bob Sorcelil, and I think one of the other trumpet players was Doug Moe. We'd all sit next to each other, and we'd be playing these big band tunes, and Bob was always such a great personality. I mean, he played with the Stan Kenton band is what he told me, a while back. But so he had this kind of really natural rooted history of playing the trumpet in a big band. And so I really learned a lot from him, and he would teach me songs. Like before the rehearsal would start, he'd be like playing this really cool jazz melody, and he's like, all right, learn this one. And I'll never forget the tune. The first one he taught me was a tune called Swingin' Shepherd Blues. And it was just really cool blues tune and blues melody. And Bob taught me that. So to be able to fast forward and come back and play with the Bob's big band, and that his legacy continues, and just kind of, it's a surreal moment to be, visualizing him sitting next to me and now coming back and still letting that trumpet sing with his band. So pretty cool.
Yep, I still, even though he's been gone for a while, I still remember him well, because he left a good impression on everybody that he met there. He was a fun guy.
Yeah, he's a super fun guy.
Well, Doug, great talking to you here, and we'll let you go and get back to work. I know you're sound checking and doing all kinds of things there, as bands do prior to a show, but we look forward to getting over to Appleton on Tuesday night. We encourage everybody to come over there. It's absolutely free. They do take free will donations for the cause if you feel so moved, and I think they got food over there and stuff too, so lots of good reasons, good music, good food, and socializing. Those Music in the Park events are always a lot of fun. So, encourage everybody to get over and see you, and you take care.
Yeah, thanks, Maynard, for having me on the air, and I look forward to seeing everybody. And come on out. It's going to be a really great concert, and we will see you all there. And again, Maynard, thanks for having me on the air.
Thanks for taking time to talk to us. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.